Welcome to the Two Moms and a Mic podcast. We are Briggs and Dodson, two seasoned moms with a collective of eight kids and an abundance of chaos. We bust ass, fail often, and love fiercely. We're queens with broken crowns. Our intention is to create a community for moms and parents surviving the modern suburban world of raising teenagers. We also intend to drink. Join us for our raw episodes as we navigate stages of midlife while parenting multiple children and thriving with teenagers. Actually, they're trying to kill us. Raise your glasses and tune in. Cheers!
Sunshine and whiskey, Briggs. Good morning. Good
morning, Dodson.
How the light's shining in on the bourbon glasses. Let me see what damn time it is. Oh, 10:59. Hurry up. Cheers before 11 today.
Cheers. I know. Usually it's 11, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. Shit. I forgot to slam it down to get rid of the evil spirits. Damn it.
Oh, well.
I could take a little evil.
I've already had all my evil this morning, so it doesn't
even
matter
for me. Well, I hope you slammed yours on the table to get rid of those spirits.
Well, I'm afraid to. Last time I did that, I slammed it and it splashed up in my face.
That's right.
I had whiskey in my eyes.
It's good for everything. If you got a baby with teeth and gums, it's one of those things, right? Just put whiskey on it.
It's one of those old, like, wives' tales that if a baby is screaming. I mean,
Kids
I remember
Halloween. Are those?
Yes.
That's my granny coming out.
Yep, me too.
So there's a grocery cart in your front yard.
So, you know, I'm starting to realize that maybe we should start these shows every morning with a what the fuck moment.
Ooh, could we? Because we've got a whole bunch. What the fuck is a grocery cart doing in your front yard?
I mean, could we be any more white trash?
What store is it from?
I don't know. I don't think that it's from a specific store. It doesn't have a label on it that I've seen.
It's funny to me that some part of the human population finds joy in stealing grocery carts and taking them. How do you do that? You have to walk with it. You can't put it in your car.
I know. I mean, did the homeless lady that hangs out at Walgreens, does she just like drop her grocery cart off in my front lawn?
Well, it's not for Walgreens because those carts are tiny.
Oh, that's true.
That's a big one out there.
That is a big one. I came home last night from wherever I was, and I'm like, why in the actual fuck is a grocery cart tipped over in my front lawn?
You want to take it to a dead show and peddle some beer out of it?
I know.
Throw a few toddlers in there for extra money?
We would fit right in.
God damn it.
Okay, so that was my what the fuck moment this morning, was a grocery cart randomly in my front lawn.
Okay, this is good. I love that we're going to do the wins later and the what the fuck. My what the fuck moment was, well, mine's more why in the fuck do we have to fight over peanut butter in the morning? Because it's bad enough that people don't know how to actually dress themselves and make their lunches and get out the door. But I was upstairs trying to get my shit together so I could come over here. And I hear all goddamn hell breaking loose downstairs over peanut butter.
Were they making their lunches?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my God. So I tore down those stairs like a Medusa banshee out of hell. I'm so pissed off. I'm lucky I didn't fall because I'm in my robe barefoot, right? And I'm hauling ass downstairs like a Medusa drives all that crazy and angry.
Your hair turns into snakes.
With my snake hair. I'm like, what in God's name? Why do we have to fight over peanut butter? There are two jars.
Right.
Just, you can have both of them open. It doesn't matter.
So what were they doing? Were they like throwing the jar of peanut butter at each other?
Baby was spreading her own cream cheese on her bagel. I mean, 6-year-old baby. She dropped the knife, you know, and then she's just like, oh, oops, and picks it up, which is appropriate. But then she, of course, when she dropped it, there's dog hair, of course. So she picked it up and now it's cream cheese and dog hair. She just continues to spread it out. I mean, it's just disgusting.
Sure. So she was having a dog bagel and cream cheese dog hair bagel.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Okay. I want to talk to you about last weekend, though. I want to tell you something. And I think this is a good story for today because we have this request also to talk about like female products and stuff, which we can't talk about forever.
Right.
But since we're doing like potty talk and stuff.
Always potty talk.
Okay.
Well, so what's our show called today?
I think we should do, well, I'm going to do the potty talk and then kind of see where that goes with like body autonomy and things.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I feel like let's just catch up for a little bit extra long.
Okay.
And see where things go. But I want to tell you this story. So there's this new sushi restaurant, Shaku, whatever.
Oh yeah. Oh, downtown Naperville.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Have you been to it yet?
A couple of times. It is amazing.
delicious. Holy hell. And it feels like California in there.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Have you been in there when they've had the whole side of the windows open? Like the whole front of the restaurant is open air when it's nice outside?
No, because it was raining goddamn cats and dogs when I went. Okay, so I had had a bourbon at the bar. Like, no big deal. I can handle a bourbon or five. So I was on my second one at the table having dinner with my friends, and I have to go to the bathroom. And this is my first time in there. So the waitress tells me where the bathroom is. So I walk down the hallway and I just see like this big, beautiful area. All, you know, there's stone walls and blue lights and two entries. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, how super modern of them to have these two wide open gender neutral bathrooms.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yes, I've been
so
in the bathroom.
So I just pick one. Mm-hmm. And I walk in, and when I walk, okay, so there's no actual door that you push. You just like turn around pretty corner. Right. It's all sleek and beautiful. Mm-hmm. So I walk in, and as I walk to the stall, I see a urinal. But I'm like, ah, no big deal. It's just like I'm in Manhattan or something. This is amazing. So I go and take a pee, and I walk out, and there's a guy at the urinal. I'm like, sorry. I thought this was gender neutral. I could be wrong. And he's peeing in the urinal, like past the right of way. And he's like, oh, my mistake. Maybe are they gender neutral bathrooms? And we're both like, we have no idea. And there's a girl in the hall. I don't know if she was a waitress or what. And she shouts into me, it's not gender neutral. I'm like, oh my God, I'm in the men's bathroom.
Right.
My mistake. So I walk out and I see, I don't know how I missed it because I was only like 1 1/4 bourbons in.
Did they have a sign?
No sign, or I'm blind.
Well, then how are you supposed to know which one to go in?
Well, so then when I walk out, I see the girl's one, which has all this bling on the first little turn, you know, Gucci poster, Chanel, whatever. I'm like, oh. So I wonder what that one looks like because I never had to go to the bathroom again while I was there, but fully peed in the men's bathroom.
Excellent.
Yeah. It's fine. I thought it was funny though. The guy was peeing in the urinal and he's like, I must be in the bra. I'm like, yeah. Well, clearly.
Well, typically when there's a urinal, that's
a good sign.
Yeah. Good sign that you're in the wrong one.
Place where I peed in Manhattan that had, it was just bathrooms. It didn't even say gender neutral. It just said bathroom. Mm-hmm. I don't know, wash closet or, and everybody just picked a stall and peed and washed your hands all together, like in a pretty trough.
Right.
So I don't know. It was my mistake.
Well, that's pretty funny, but shocking when you come out and you see a man at the urinal.
Yeah.
It's gross.
It was
urinals are disgusting.
They're nasty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Did I ever tell you how I threw up in a urinal?
No. Ew. You didn't make it to the toilet?
No.
Wait, were you drinking?
Oh, no.
You
no.
just were sick.
I was
sick. That is so disgusting, Briggs. That is disgusting.
Can I tell you what
bleached your face after?
Can I tell you what happened really quick? Someone in my family was having a birthday party and she was young, like turning 4 or 5 or so. And we went to like an indoor theme park.
Like bouncy place?
Well, it had like a roller coaster. It had Tilt-A-Whirl.
Oh,
it had
that sounds like
rides.
Fun.
Right.
Okay.
So Christian, my youngest, was like, I don't know, maybe not even a year old at the time. But my twin boys were like, Mom, can you go on the Tilt-A-Whirl with me? Well, as I get older, I don't have, like, my equilibrium is so whacked at this point in my life.
Yeah.
I cannot do spinning rides.
No.
I cannot. I'll go on roller coasters, but I cannot do spinning. I cannot do Tilt-A-Whirl.
No, Barf-A-Whirl.
So, this is where I'm going with that. So,
super.
But you know what? My son was like, Mom, will you please ride the Tilt-A-Whirl with me? And at first I was like, no, I cannot. And then he kept asking. I'm like, fine.
You're I'm like, just well, if like, I just keep facing forward, I'll be okay.
Right. Or, I'm going to suck it up and just go. So, but you know how like you have like that round handle that you can steer to like make your cart go round and round, like faster or whatever. My son kept doing that. I'm like, listen. I'm going to puke. So you cannot like, let's
keep it boring.
Right. Keep it slow. Keep it boring. Nope. He was spinning it like crazy. So afterwards we get off and I was so nauseous and sick that got off of the Tilt-A-Whirl and my youngest baby who was, I don't know if he was even walking yet, crawled into the men's bathroom. Like somebody put him down on the ground and crawled into the men's bathroom.
Christian?
Yes. And he went into the men's bathroom, into the stall. Like locked the door.
Oh, God.
I could not get him. I had to crawl on the floor of the men's bathroom that was like full of piss. And I had to, and I was so nauseous that I couldn't even get.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is so gross.
I was nauseous from the ride and I was so sick from crawling on the floor of the men's bathroom that I just like hurled in the urinal.
Was your day over then? Did you go home and bleach your face like you should have?
Yeah. And I had to pull over on the side of the road to puke too. On the way home. It was horrible. Anyway,
I fell over in a restaurant once from being motion sickness. Peed my pants too when I did it.
Oh, geez.
All right. So last weekend, what'd you do? Because mine's boring. All I did was pee in the wrong bathroom. What did you do?
My daughter came home from school last week or Friday. It was like Friday night.
Yeah.
And I was just checking to see where she was. And she happened to be down in the basement with her girlfriend. And they're standing, we have a bar in the basement. So
it's a nice one too.
Yeah, they're standing at the bar. And all I see is these two girls standing there. And I see a bottle of Tito's vodka. And I'm okay. whoa, hello.
Are we just drinking at home now?
Like, yeah, just out in the open without even trying to hide it. No, they were not drinking. They had all these like accessories all over the bar, like needles and cotton swabs. And I didn't know what the hell was going on. I'm like, what are we doing, girls?
Yeah.
My daughter's like, oh, my friend is going to pierce my nose. And we don't have any rubbing alcohol to like sterilize the needles and the little nose ring. So,
oh my God.
So
wait, did they have a proper piercing needle?
Yes, they went to the store, and apparently this friend of hers has pierced several girls' noses at
really?
High school.
What?
So I guess she's a pro.
Oh God.
At nose piercing.
Okay.
So yeah.
What is this? Is this Grease now where they're like, hey, Sandy.
I know.
Put some ice on it,
right,
Sandy.
Right,
I'm
right.
scared, Rizzo. She's like, ow.
So
did she do it?
So she did not, they couldn't do it. They ended up not piercing the nose with the vodka.
Oh my God.
So, but they were using the vodka because we were out of rubbing alcohol. So I guess they must have Googled or YouTubed or something,
okay.
an alternative. And they said vodka. So of course, my daughter's probably like, well, I know exactly where we could find some in this house.
We don't hide our alcohol, do you guys?
No.
No.
We did at our old house because we had like we had cabinets that we could lock up, but this house has like just open shelves.
Yeah,
it doesn't
mine just
have cabinets. Yeah, just
it's a trust thing.
Yeah, I don't trust.
Okay,
like
so she didn't pierce it.
She didn't pierce it that night, but it is since been pierced.
Oh, okay. So by a professional?
No. By the same friend.
What?
By the same friend. It just happened a different day.
So she really did let her friend pierce her nose.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord, hell no.
Mm-hmm.
I had my nose pierced once, but I sure as fuck would not let a friend do it.
No, I had it done professionally at a tattoo place.
I did too.
But I mine got infected and I hated it.
Oh,
and
mine was annoying. I pulled it out from the inside because the damn thing kept sinking. And it was supposed to be like low maintenance jewelry.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, this thing is so annoying.
I took mine out right away.
Yeah, I hated it.
I had it for like a week.
You had it for a week?
Yeah.
I think I made it a month.
When
and
I was like 18.
Screw this thing.
Yeah. I got my belly button pierced when I was younger, which my daughter also has. She has two piercings now, along with like all the way up her ears. But I don't count the ears. I look at the other stuff and I'm like,
well, yeah, the body piercing.
The body piercing stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
But at this point, you know, a senior, she's going to be 18 not too long from now. And you know what? This is what.
You're not mad about it. You let her own her own body as far as that stuff goes, right?
I tried to put off the nose piercing for a long time with her. She's been asking
me
for a long time.
Yeah.
She's been
super sexy. I bet it looks great on her.
I just told her, I said, and you know, people go and do what they want to do. It's everybody has their own style and taste and whatever. I just said, if you're going to start off with a nose piercing and you're going to do it no matter what, whether I like it or not, that's fine. I said, please just don't do the ring in the middle of your nose like a bull.
Oh, you know, save that for your late 20s or something.
You know, So I said,
that one's very different though. Cause it, like there's bone right there.
It goes through there.
Yeah. Ew.
So she just has like the little teeny tiny stud.
Yeah.
Like
that's
diamond
cute.
Stud in the side. And
I
it's
love
very
that.
Small. And actually I think it looks really cute.
My teen has talked about getting that, which is funny. Cause she's like big NO to the ear piercing. I don't know if she thinks the staple gun is a problem or something.
Oh.
But she feels like she could totally do the nose and has talked about it, which I would be fine with because I think it'd be really cute on her.
Yeah. It's a lot more popular than you think.
It's not a punk thing anymore. Now it's like sexy.
No, it's like a thing popular for everybody.
Everybody, yes.
All different styles. I think it's cute. My husband was kind of like, oh, please don't get your nose pierced. Please don't get your nose pierced. And because, my husband's like straight as an arrow.
He's a purist.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah. Does he like it though?
No. He hasn't said whether he does or not. He's just letting her do her thing.
Okay. Okay. So let's talk about that in relation to like mothering and autonomy, because obviously like you have to be 18 to get a tattoo and people can't in America tattoo their kids. Thank God.
But can you go with them if you give them parental consent if they're under 18?
I have no idea. But you can pierce your kid, like the baby's the ear pierced.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Did you pierce your baby's ears?
Never.
I didn't either.
No, I wanted them to choose to do it when they were older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, plus I was such a weirdo with like being holistic. And like, I mean, Briggs, home birthers do not have babies with pierced ears. Okay. I was trying to stay within my stereotype.
Right. Right. Kind of like the nursing for 100 years
nurse
and then getting
boobs.
Nurse for
100 years. Yes. Don't pierce their ears because they need to own that for themselves when they have autonomy. Blah, blah, blah.
I agree. I didn't get Olivia's ears pierced until she asked me.
Yeah. That's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then did you have an age in mind though? Like did you have an ideal for your family of like, don't pierce your ears until such age?
I was hoping like 7, but I don't think she got her ears pierced until she was like maybe 11, 10
yeah.
or 11. I don't remember exactly.
Our rule with MK was double digits. That was that kind of coming of age thing.
Yeah.
And then she never wanted it. She still doesn't have them because she's the big NO to the staple gun. Okay. Whatever.
Well,
I mean, that one does not hurt.
It's not comfortable.
The Claire's boutique piercing doesn't hurt.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
No.
I remember my younger sister, which now she's like 41 years old. She still does not have her ears pierced.
Are you serious? Does she have anything pierced?
No. Are you kidding me?
What? For pain or purism?
Pain.
Really?
Oh, she's a pussy.
Oh, come on.
No, Dana, I love you, but I remember when we went to get her ears pierced, because we tried. My mom took us to Claire's and she got her ears pierced and they did one ear. She went ballistic.
Oh, and she did a double.
Shit. she like ran to the bathroom. She was like nauseous.
What?
Yeah.
She's Sandra D.
Uh-huh.
Talk about Sandra D.
Totally. Yep.
So then did she only have one and let it close?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. She would not let them do the other one.
Oh, that's funny.
And to this day, still no ears pierced.
Wow.
So we laugh. I mean, I laugh at my ass off like when we're in a wedding, we've been bridesmaids together or whatever. And like,
she's
like
doing the clip-ons.
Bride will give you like earrings as your like bridesmaids gifts or something to wear. And
thanks.
She's got the clip-ons.
Thanks for the clip-on, Tiffany.
Yep.
No.
It's so funny.
No.
She wears clip-ons.
That's funny. Oh my God. Well, now it's weird because she's a grown-up, right? What is she going to walk her ass into Claire's and be like, hi, so just relive this part of my childhood.
No, I think she has
she's
like
in line
some childhood.
After an 8-year-old where she's like, can you just stay online really fast?
I think she has childhood trauma from that experience. She will never get her ears pierced.
That's
I made my friends like double and triple pierce my ears when I was younger.
Yeah.
Like we would have like little girl sleepovers and I remember being in 7th grade and I remember my mom
the
saying
ice.
Yeah.
Or potato.
Potato.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember my mom saying, okay, you have your ears double pierced. Like, let's stop there.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to like.
I told my 12-year-old, I'm like, that's enough for now. You're 12.
Yeah. And then I was like, no, but I always had to go like, ooh, I just had to go like that extra.
Yeah. Big shock right there.
Yeah.
That you had to be rebellious.
I did. In 7th grade, I'm like having a sleepover with my girlfriends. And I told my friend, I'm like, can you pierce my ear?
Yeah.
Like a triple pierce. And
did you do both or one?
I just did one. So I have a double in one ear and I have a.
Yeah.
Triple and cartilage in the other ear.
Same.
Yeah.
I just did this forward helix. That's
mm-hmm.
what it's called. Isn't that a neat name?
I like it.
I'm like, could you pierce this spot right up here? She's like, oh, your forward helix? I'm like, sure. Yeah. That sounds amazing.
I actually hear that that helps migraines.
It does. Which I don't have them and I didn't know. But I love this piercing though.
Does it hurt when you sleep on it?
It did hurt when I slept on it for
a
while.
Yeah, because cartilage I felt like really hurt too.
It just took forever and ever to heal because it's right there in that spot of like, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's no ear fat.
Right.
Whatever you call it. lobe,
your ear fat.
There's no ear fat up there. There's just ear,
yeah,
like bone.
Cartilage.
I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. But I love it.
I get migraines, so maybe I need that.
So yeah, go get one. The potty talk, the piercings. I want to try to somehow tie in this topic that we got requested to talk about randomly. I'm not sure why somebody thinks that we need to talk about it. Maybe just from the absurdity of like the amount of products available to women.
What are we supposed to talk about?
We got a request to talk about the vast array of menstrual feminine products that are on the market.
Okay.
So I thought, well, we can handle that because, you know, you barf and I pee in urinals and we already talked about body piercings. So I'm like, let's tie in the menstrual things for a little bit.
Right.
I didn't write down who asked for it and I didn't ask why because it was just when we said anyone have requests and I just wrote them all down at one time. But I thought that one was interesting because there is a lot and there didn't used to be. And I feel like they keep being developed, right? Because now there's like...
You had a pad or a tampon.
Now there's the cups. Wait, oh my God, remember? Are you there? God, it's me, Margaret.
Yeah, of course.
And she had to like strap that thing from the bottom up to like the belt. The belt.
The belt, yes.
But when I read about that in that book, it didn't exist anymore.
No, because that book was written when? Like
1925?
Is it that?
No.
Oh, I was like thinking like 50s or something.
But probably 50s or 60s.
Yeah.
So did it not have sticky underneath
the pads
or the belt?
I never wore a belt.
No, I didn't either. I'm asking if you... I'm asking for a friend, Briggs.
I have no... Why would it need stickies if you had...
Oh, I'm assuming that's why there was a belt, because it wasn't sticky on the bottom.
Right.
I don't know.
Maybe the sticky wasn't invented yet. I wouldn't think that you would need two forms of support like that. Like the sticky plus the belt?
No, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. But what are the new things that they have?
The cup. The Diva cup?
Oh, the Diva cup.
Yeah. I don't really want to talk about it that much because so far we've had some dads also listening to our show. And the Diva cup is a little bit...
I don't really know what that is.
It's kind of gross. So you insert the entire thing in your vagina.
Uh-huh.
And it sits there.
And it fills the cup?
Have you seen one of them?
No.
Like, I don't know how to describe what it looks like.
I'm just picturing like a little like silicone cup that goes up there and it just like fills up with blood.
Yeah.
And then what? You pull it out and you dump it out?
You do.
That's disgusting.
So.
What if it spills?
Well, be careful. Don't wear it if you're out at a bar or something, like some jackass, and spill it or drop it or flush it, for God's sake.
Ooh.
But it's meant to be the non-toxic version because there's this movement now of like not putting the bleached arsenic-ridden cotton
in
the chamber.
Roll?
What?
I just eye-rolled. Sorry.
We have to stay on top of the movements. Not that any high schooler's ever, ever going to put one of those in because that has already been established as a crunchy mom like no-no thing.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
That they weren't cool to use?
No. I don't know anything about these.
Oh.
I'm still like, do you want a Stay Free or a Tampax? Wings or no wings?
Cardboard applicator.
I don't really like the cardboard. Those hurt.
They pinch. Those are no good.
I like the whatever, like the smooth plastic. Gliding pink.
With the nice little like... syringe type, like one goes inside the other thing.
Must be super absorbent because what are those like skinny things? What does that do?
Nothing.
It does nothing but make me have to go to the bathroom 5 minutes after I insert it.
Well, and then you're like, wait, is there one in there?
No,
we're not going to talk about that mistake today. Can we save that?
If you forget that it's in it.
Yes. That's something I think that happens after 4 kids and 40, which I don't really want to talk about because it's so horrifying.
It's disgusting.
So moving on. I will tell you though, when I went...
We could be asking for a friend though.
Asking for a friend.
Have you ever
two tampons in at the same time?
Or have you ever been like, what is that white? Oh shit, that's like from 3 days ago.
Oh my God. Remember that? Asking for a friend. Will you die if you forget there's a tampon inside of you for 5 days?
Yes. TSS.
Do you remember when, or I don't know if you know this or not, because you don't know what the Diva Cup is either, Little Miss Mainstream. When I went to my first home birth consultation with a midwife, so I sat through the whole thing, because it's all about detecting personality, and I was already like, no, But I sat there to be polite because I know right away if someone clicks with me or not. I think this was my second midwife I had interviewed or whatever. So we go through the little generic process of the history of my birth. And then she's like, also, I want to talk to you about these pads. Forgot the name of them. I don't know, like moon cloth voodoo or something. But they are...
Sounds about right.
You wash them.
Yeah, no.
Right? No.
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 Just like I won't do cloth diapers.
No. I did the cloth diapers and I was like, and I'm not going to add to my life cloth pads. Ever. Ever. I would rather free bleed. Listen. No. Nope.
No.
No.
That's too much work.
I mean, really.
If we didn't have the option, I agree with like saving the planet and, you know, reducing the amount of trash and landfills and all, and things that are not biodegradable. And
yeah,
all
but
of
is that,
that
your number one
it,
focus and life mission?
But like, if I hate to say this, and I hate to be that person.
Well, you already are.
But I already am, and I'm just going to say it. By me making my life more miserable is not going to change. Unless 10 million people agree to it, then
no, right?
You know,
I wonder how big your grassroots movement is. No.
So yeah, no, I didn't do any of that bullshit.
So I think that's all I want to say about the ridiculousness of the products that are available, unless you have something to add.
Well, I had a friend that used a sponge. Did you ever hear of the sponge?
Wait, I did on Seinfeld. Was that a thing? Is it oh wait, that's different.
I don't know.
Is that a contraceptive?
No, yes. No, I'm not talking about the contraceptive.
No, I don't know anything about it.
I'm talking about...
Is it for your cycle?
Yes.
I've never heard of it.
Where you insert a sponge and it absorbs the blood.
And then?
But I guess it expands like a tremendous amount and it holds like if you have a heavy period...
But then
like
do
this,
you have to wring that shit out?
But then you have to pull it out.
No.
Wring it out.
No.
Rinse it off and then stick it right back in.
Now, if I was doing that, I would have to do some like blood ceremony because that is a major effort.
And like, what
are you thinking
you're
about
public?
When you're doing that?
What if you're in public? Are you going to like take your bloody sponge and go in the restaurant bathroom and like rinse it off in the sink?
Urinal? In the urinal. No.
It's disgusting. Gosh,
it's the same
I would
thing
completely...
as when you're a cloth diapering mother, you have some Pampers for when you're out. So I suppose if you're a sponger, then you use Playtex when you're out, right? You don't want to take that thing out with you. Oh my God.
Well, then doesn't
what
it
if
defeat
there's
the
no sink in your...
Doesn't it defeat the purpose of why you're using the sponge in the
I
first place?
I don't know.
Place?
Let's
because
find
if,
a friend to ask. We
I,
don't use those.
We have a mutual one that we could ask.
Shit.
Because she told me about that sponge a few years ago and she's like, have you ever tried this?
Wait, like it's amazing?
Like it's amazing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Would never go back to a pad or a tampon or anything.
Okay, I'll tell
mainstream.
You the one thing that's nice about the cup is, you know, if you leave the tampon in that past the little, I mean, it's not true because we've all forgotten tampons inside, but what is it, like 4 hours ideally?
I think 4 hours is the max.
Okay, so the cup, you can just leave in there for like 10.
No.
Yes.
With full of blood.
Well, yes.
From like hours
well,
ago.
Your blood isn't toxic. The cotton is. This is, okay.
It doesn't matter. Do you want a cup full of blood inside of your body? Like,
well,
for hours while you're, and like, what does a cup feel like when you're sitting down? I
not
can't imagine.
Nothing is put in the right way. You don't get it up there all the way though, and then it's like, oh, hey. Me and my cup are sitting down.
Does the cup have like a string at the bottom?
There's
where
no
you like,
string.
Well, how the hell
bottom,
do you get it out?
Well, you just have to get in there and pull it out.
That
it's like, remember there were those tampons when we were in high school that didn't have a string? Remember those weird little OB ones?
Oh, yeah, because, yeah.
Why? Why were those made?
I know.
Why would you get messy?
And you know what? I always think about that because my daughter's initials are OB. So like whenever I remember when I named her and I had to do like, her initials somewhere, and I was like, oh, shit.
Now we gave her tampon initials.
Yeah, like her initials are the same
that's
as those OB tampons.
No, good.
Do you remember that? OB, it's the way it should be.
No!
Period.
Wait,
and
why
simple.
Was that a thing? Why did somebody decide to get rid of the string, though? I don't get it. The string is everything. Without the string, what do you do? How do you even know one's in there?
I don't know. I never use those.
I would either. Ew.
No. No, thank you.
That's what the weird girls use. Right?
I know.
Well, I'm in here with my OB. I'm like, oh, she's advanced over there with her OB. I'm over here with my like.
Do they still make those?
Tampax Junior Slim.
Right. No, not me.
No.
I was Tampax Ultra Super. I'm going to the nurse so I can go home.
I need to go to the nurse. My OB is lost inside of me.
Oh, gross. So any other potty talk we have going?
No, no more potty talk. I want to hear about your Halloween really fast.
Halloween. Oh, God. You know what? Was it Halloween or was it freaking New Year's?
It was freaking New Year's. But
so our Halloween.
Sunshine and the whiskey today. So.
Right, right. Halloween in the Chicago area was a blizzard.
Big bummer.
How many inches of snow did we get?
Like 3.
It was crazy.
It was awful. Did your kids dress up though?
They did.
They did?
They did. My high schoolers went to Halloween parties. They just, like my high school boys, they just didn't really dress up, but they went out for Halloween.
Yeah, so they celebrated.
They celebrated. My daughter, she did dress up. She dressed up super cute, like a devil.
Oh, like it.
But it was a cute devil.
Yeah.
And she went to a Halloween party.
That's fun.
That was a drama because, you know, seniors, Halloween party, okay. Then there's texts going around with the moms, like, are their parents going to be home at this party? What are you guys going to be doing?
Well, asking for a parent.
We found out that no parents were going to be home at the party.
It's okay, isn't it? No.
I was fine with it.
I'm fine with that. They're seniors.
They're seniors.
Do they really want their mommy there?
No. No. I think the parents were going out to a Halloween party themselves, and they were going to be home like around 11.
Oh,
well, the party didn't start until 9 anyways. So for 2 hours, there's going to be no parents. And you know what? Think about it. This is what I'm thinking about. If you're going to make bad choices, you're going to do it no matter what's going on.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, there were some parents that were very much like, hell no, my kid is no parents, no party.
Oh, whatever.
I told my daughter, I'm like, listen, if you're going to do stupid shit, you're going to do stupid shit.
Right.
Mom's home.
It's this illusion of control again.
So I was fine with her going to the Halloween party. My daughter is not one that is always going out and like partying. She's not like a big party. She's more like an introvert. And so when she does have these opportunities to go out and be social and be, you know, and have fun, I'm all about it. I want her to have those experiences. I want her to have fun. So I was fine with that. My younger, so we hosted Halloween over here. We were like the meetup house after school for my younger sixth grader.
Perfect.
Parents all came over. We just eat chili.
It's
and
my favorite
drink.
Holiday.
I love Halloween.
Love it.
My friends bring over this mulled wine, you know, with the cinnamon sticks in it, and it's hot and warm. And
I love
it. We all just like hung out here, and all the kids just go around the neighborhood. This is our first year in this neighborhood on Halloween.
Well done.
Because usually we have to drive over here.
Yeah.
And then nobody's home at my house to pass out candy. So every year I put the big bowl of candy out, and there's that like one asshole
that
kid
steals
that comes
it
and takes everything. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And the bowl is like in the middle of your front lawn because they're a
with their
dickhead.
Grocery cart.
So this Halloween, despite the weather, was awesome.
I agree.
How about you guys do it up in your house for Halloween?
We
Holy
do.
Shiznit.
Love it.
Do you have like a professional person come in and do makeup for your girls?
No, but we have my neighbor's daughter is really talented at makeup, like crazy talented.
Yeah, because your girls look amazing.
She gets it done. I tell her what they're going to be ahead of time, and she is prepared and the whole deal. She gets it done.
The girls looked amazing.
Frankie was my favorite. She was 100% Taylor Swift reputation to her.
She was.
I loved it.
She looked so good, and she looks really adorable with that red, dark red lips.
Oh, she rocks it.
Yeah. When I saw the picture of her, I'm like, she is going to be like a stunning teenager. Just with her color and her freckles and her
so
hair.
Well.
Yeah, her hair color is like so unique.
I love that she got that time to feel like so perfect and beautiful. That was her night. It was good.
Well, she looked like she was on cloud 9.
Yeah.
Holding up that microphone with those
thigh-high
boobs.
I know.
Oh,
man, I'm telling you,
awesome.
I started buying all that shit in June because I'm like, we've got to have these. That's my holiday.
That's crazy. So you prepare for Halloween in June?
When they are like, we are for sure going to be these things. Yes.
Because I think typically kids, at least in my world, they want to change their costumes all the time.
I don't know. Mine kind of get inspiration. Like we've watched that Taylor Swift Reputation Tour video on Netflix so many times.
Okay.
And so the one time, like, Frankie's just kind of like mimicking Taylor. And I'm like, she's like, I'm going to be that for Halloween. I'm like, yes, the black bodysuit, everything. So I started hunting early because I just had to get it done.
Well, you're on top of things.
Hazy knew she had to be Hermione. And it's,
oh, she looked so fun. Oh my gosh, she looked adorable.
I bought the hair crimper, the whole deal. Yeah, no holding back.
Yeah, that's awesome. So Halloween's fun.
Before we close this one, though, I almost forgot to tell you this. Do your kids constantly change like the Netflix usernames or?
Yes.
What is that called? Is it a username or your? Okay.
Yeah. Well, you mean like the icons and they have the different.
And they do funny shit.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. My sixth grader is Q Baller.
Yeah.
I think my husband is Big Daddy.
They have names though, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And what's yours?
Mine just says Mama.
Oh, how boring.
I didn't do it.
Well, tell them to put something fancy in
there. What should it be?
Well, I don't know, but I have to tell you about, since we were talking about tampons, mine. Okay, so my picture is Jonathan Van Ness, because I love him, and my kids know that I love him.
I don't know who that
is. Queer Eye. He's the best one.
Oh, is he the blonde?
No.
Oh, no.
Well, he does the grooming with the long brown hair, and he's so fabulous.
Okay.
JVN. Come on, Briggs.
I don't watch Queer Eye.
I love my JVN.
Okay.
So he's my picture, which I thought was very thoughtful of them.
Okay.
But then it said on there, Mom... no tampon, period, or something. And I was like, for a couple weeks, I'm like, what the fuck?
Wait, that was your Netflix name?
Yeah. I'm like, why did they type in here that I'm on my period with no tampon? I'm like, this doesn't make any sense at all. So I finally asked MK, I'm like, I don't get it. I'm like, I don't know why my Netflix is period, no tampon. So she's like, oh, Mom, you're not reading it right. So it says... on point, and then there's a period there, like a literal punctuation period.
Okay.
And then she wrote, no tampon. So you know how they would say on point forever? Like your hair is so on point, your outfit is on point.
Yes.
So they were saying I was on point, but then the kids made that better by saying, putting the period and then go, no tampon. Do you get it? Like, Briggs, your shirt right now is on point, period, no tampon. You get it?
No.
Because it just makes it all the more like meaningful and powerful.
Like it's more on point?
You are more on point. Okay. If it's on point, period, no tampon.
Okay.
Like you couldn't be any more on point.
Okay. I have not heard this expression.
I haven't either. And I was staring at it. I'm like, why are you writing up here that I'm on my period without a tampon? Like that is the weirdest, stupidest Netflix name. She's like, no, it's a compliment. You're so on point, period, no tampon. Oh.
Okay. Oh, yeah. See, I cannot keep up with their expressions. I don't even know. Like, I'm still trying to figure out, like, the basics that were popular last year.
Well, I just gave you one.
Yeah. I have not heard this before, but it might be, like, a girl
thing. It could be the girl thing, because they're all so weird. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, give me your win, and then we'll cheers out of here.
My win? Oh, I don't even know what my win is.
Just get that cart out of your yard and call that your win.
What am I supposed to
do
with it?
Should we take that Hershey cart and like go pedaling around or something?
What do you do with it?
I don't know what you do with it. Call the city and tell them to come and get it.
I can't pick up a grocery cart and put it in the back of my car.
Tell the city of Naperville to come and get it.
I mean, I could if I really wanted to, but I can't. Not after I am not supposed to lift anything.
No.
15 to 20 pounds, you know.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know what my win is. I guess my win is that 87.5% of my kids are in
there's school. That again, but that's kind of your constant.
I know. So that's not a win at this point. This is just like a daily bullshit.
You could call it your win if there's nothing else.
How about we ate eggs and a smoothie and we didn't have to do DoorDash?
Hey, we didn't spend $60 on toast. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh,
to
that's the
that.
Latest win.
Oh my God. We're pulling at strings here. Our wins are starting to suck.
I'm sorry. We're pulling at strings, like after all the tampon thing. That's too much.
No pun intended.
Gross.
There is a win. We just did a pun.
No, we can never do a pun again. Those are lame.
Especially ones that are related to
our
tampons.
Win.
What?
Our podcast is up.
Oh my God.
We're going to announce it today. It exists.
Duh.
What? Stupids. We're so lost
God,
in chaos
so
that we were like,
we are the winners.
We're lame. No, that's our win.
Our podcast is up.
Wait, raise your actual glass and then talk about the media we're supposed to be followed on.
Okay.
Because that's a thing now.
Okay. Well, cheers to the podcast going up.
Okay. Get rid of the spirits.
Boom. All right.
Here, Here, want me to look up the Insta really fast since we're still so new? Our podcast is available currently right now on iTunes under Two Moms and a Mic. Go on your purple podcast icon on your iPhones.
Look at you.
Or Two Moms and a Mic on Instagram.
Two Moms and a Mic on Instagram.
I'm going to put the links there later today.
You can also find us on Spotify and Stitcher. And then you can find us on Two Moms and a Mic on Facebook and on Instagram.
There we go.
Check us out.
Website pending. Yeah. Developing.
Website pending. We do have a website that you can look at through iTunes where all of the links to our shows are up on that website. But our individual website that we are creating is still under construction. So bear with us with that.
It's a process.
It is a process. But we are so happy to announce
we're
that
live.
Our podcast is up and live for the world to
you say
to listen
live?
To.
Well, published. It's published.
Published. Published. Published.
Okay. Posted.
Launch.
It's out there.
It's out there. So if you want to listen to us banter random bullshit,
we won't talk about tampons again for a while.
Yeah, no, we're good on the tampons.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's our win.
All right. Our win is that we're launching.
Okay. Cheers, Briggs.
Cheers. Cheers.